The picture he pointed to next showed Reynar rising from the cell much as he was now. A knobby, faceless, melted memory of a man, arms crossed across his chest, feet together and pointed downward, eyes shining beneath his heavy brow like a pair of cold blue moons.
A new Yogoi arose.
Several pictures showed the Yogoi nest expanding and growing, with Reynar supervising the construction of irrigation aqueducts and a drying oven.
Before, only the nest mattered. But Yogoi is smart. Yogoi learned the value of the individual, and Yogoi grew stronger.
Then came the crucial set of images. The first showed Reynar trading with other nests for food and equipment. The second depicted several insects from different nests gathered around listening to him. And in the third, he was leading an even larger group of insects, all different in color, size, and shape, off to start their own nest.
The Yunu was created.
Before he could point to another mosaic, Leia asked, "What exactly is the Yunu? The governing nest?" Reynar tilted his head and gave a short, negative click.
"Not in the way you think. It is the nest of the nests, so that Yogoi may share our gift with all of the kind."
Mara asked, "What happened to the dark Jedi who abducted you?" Reynar lowered his fused brow.
"The dark Jedi."
"Lomi and Welk," Luke prompted. "The Jedi whom you rescued on the Murker mission."
"Lomi and Welk."
Reynar's eyes grew restless.
"We remember the crash, but not the dark Jedi. We think they must be dead."
"You don't remember them on the flyer at all?" Luke asked. "You must have seen them before you crashed." The murky presence rose inside Reynar and pushed Luke out with such power that he felt as though he were falling.
"We remember the crash. We remember flames and pain and smoke. We remember fear and loneliness and despair."
The finality in Reynar's voice brought a tense silence to the dais. A silence that Han broke almost instantly when he whirled on Reynar with an outstretched finger. "What about Jaina and the others?" he demanded. "Do you remember them?"
"Of course. They were our friends. That is why we called them."
"Were?" Han stepped toward Reynar. "Has something happened? If you're trying to make joiners of them..." "Han!" Leia stopped Han with a gesture, then turned to Reynar. "Well?"
"The colony has need of them. Only Jedi can prevent a war with the Chiss."
"The Chiss have told us that there is a border conflict," Luke said. "But not why." Reynar's scar-stiffened face showed twitches of suspicion.
"We do not know why. The system we have entered is over a light year from the nearest Chiss base, and we have established nests only on food sources. Their explorers are alone on all the ore planets. We have even offered to work in their mines in exchange for food and supplies."
"Let me guess," Han said from the edge of the dais. "The Chiss aren't interested."
"Worse. They have poisoned our food worlds. Our nests are starving, and we do not understand why."